All the way in. How are we doing?
How you doing?
Good. You guys must be hot today. This is a hot one.
Well, how's it going for you so far out there?
Some good, some bad. I think everybody would like us to be a little farther along right now, but trying to incorporate a lot of new things and trying to kind of build an identity for this team, this offense. But, you know, I think the team works hard, which is encouraging. So we just string a bunch of good practices together. I think in a few weeks when we're ready to play, I think it'll turn out pretty good.
How excited are you for these new targets?
I'm excited. You know, I think every year there's always, you know, excitement. I think the thing you realize is there's a lot of work to be done. I mean, there's definitely, you know, you bring in a guy like Wes and Kelly and Randy, obviously, and Dante, and they have their own type of skill set, and we got to just try to find a way to incorporate them. And they're doing well. I mean, I think the best thing is, I don't know if you guys can see it, but in the run drills, they're blocking just as hard for the running backs as they are on those pass plays when they're going out. And there's guys that are clearing out, running through the middle of the field and running as hard as they can so they can clear it open for a teammate. So it's a very unselfish group, and I think that's what makes a great receiver group. And it's only going to help our offense.
How do you like hooking up with Randy?
I think he's doing great. I mean, he's really he's in great shape. You know, he does a lot of great things out here. And he's a very, very smart football player. So one of those guys that can, you know, see things out on the field and react without you really having to tell him. And he's very much like a quarterback in that sense. So it's been good thus far. I'd like to hit him a few more times. I think I missed him a few times. But for the most part, we're making some improvements.
He mentioned on Friday it was very important to connect with you off the field as well. Do you feel that way with all your receivers right now, trying to get to know them on the field and off the field to build that connection?
Of course. And that's a big part of it is you have to build trust with one another. You know, it's just like any relationship. It takes time to build and grow. And, you know, I'm most concerned with what happens on the field. But I beat him in poker yesterday, so happy about that.
Just breaking in all the new receivers last year help you this year with another new crop? Did you learn, take anything from what you learned last year about incorporating new targets?
I think every year is a little bit different. You know, we no doubt we had to do that last year as well. It was tough last year because a lot of the stuff happened at the very end with a guy like Doug Gabriel and Jabbar coming in midway through the year, Rashay switching positions. But, you know, I think we have learned a lot in that sense. And I think we realize the offense, you know, changes and it evolves. And the type of things we did last year are going to change to kind of what works for us this year. So, you know, it's exciting. It's exciting for all of us to be out here. And I know everyone's excited to be back to work. And you know, you have some structure to your day. And there's nothing more fun than coming out here and throwing the football around. So,
what about Ben Watson?
Good.
Seems like a lot of people forget about him.
Not me. I don't care what anyone else does. I'm not forgetting about him. So he made some nice plays out there today. Made some nice catches on the scout team. So he's doing great. I mean, Ben's got a great attitude and a great work ethic. You know, he's, I think another year in the offense for him too is going to benefit all of us.
I'm amazed about this. You've seen a number of fans out here.
Yeah.
You go over there and get a standing ovation with the fans. It's amazing.
Yeah, when we run out, you know, when practice ends, when we run laps, we're getting in trouble. I mean, we get cheered for that. So I don't know if they know why we're running. I don't think they'd be cheering us if they did.
This isn't your first look at these guys. You've had mini camp and you've had passing camp workouts. But can you tell things in those that you can't tell here or vice versa?
Well, it's different when you put the pads on. And, you know, when you go against, you know, a team in full pads and you can run some play action fakes. We hit a flea flicker yesterday on Rodney. And so there's things you can really, it doesn't matter until you put the pads on because you don't play football, you know, in your shorts, and it's just different. It's a different game. And I think the players who are very mentally tough, who can deal with the heat and the conditions and the length of the practices and how often we're out here, I mean, those are the guys that really excel.
Tom, how comfortable are you throwing into double coverage Randy Moss downfield? Have you thought about that?
You know, it continues to identify itself. I tried it on Eugene here late, you know, in the last throw I had of the day. But it's, I mean, there's some advantages if you can get it on the right players. But, you know, at the same time, you'd rather find the one-on-ones, especially when you got guys like Wes, who really gets open on one-on-one, Kevin Falk, Jabbar, Rashay. I mean, those guys can get open on one-on-ones. So, you know, my job is to send everybody out, identify the coverage, and then pick the guy who's going to be most open. So I hope I'm not firing and throw covers a whole lot. Not a lot of good things come
rookies,
from it.
When you get rookies, youngsters come to you for training camp, what do you, instead of looking for advice, what do you tell them? How to get through camp?
To be seen and not heard. I think they, you know what, the best advice that I think I give those guys is to just, you know, be quiet and you know, follow the veteran leaders on the team. And whatever you see a guy like Rodney Harrison doing or Teddy or Vrabel, or just follow what those guys do and you'll be just fine. So, you know, you can tell them, but, you know, a lot of times the young guys, Coach Belichick say, he said, you don't know how little you know. So that about sums it up. I think he used a few expletives as well.
One of Randy's strengths is being able to go up and get the ball down the field. How much have you been working on that, and is that unique when you think back to your time here, having that weapon to go to?
Well, I think one of Randy's greatest strengths, I think, is he tracks the ball in the air very well, and you guys see it. Everything looks effortless down the field, and I think he really judges the height of the ball. A lot like a center fielder, you know. You can see the ball, and you can always judge it, and he does a great job with that. So knows when to put his hands out, knows not to do it too early because that really triggers the defensive back to put his hands up. So, I mean, that's a big strength of his game. I hope I can throw it as far as he can run.
How much of an adjustment is that for you, executing that particular type of throw?
I mean, it's something you got to work on. I mean, we've had routes that I've run here for 7 years, and you're very comfortable doing it. But, you know, there's certain things we haven't done in 7 years. So you try to get up to speed as best you can and you know, putting the ball down the field and where he can really stretch out and run after it. That's a big part of it.
Hey, Tom, have you talked to Asante at all? Will you call him or?
I haven't talked to Asante. I haven't. So, if it's any hotter in Florida, then I hope he's getting good work in. But, you know, I hope he shows up. And as we all know, it's really none of our control. So,
Tom, when do you gain confidence and comfortable level with some of these wide receivers that are brand new, that you're not familiar with yet? When do you think that's going to happen? September? Game time? Preseason?
Sure. It's a process. I mean, I think sometimes it happens sooner rather than later. It all depends on how much work you put in, how competitive the drills are, how well you do in the preseason games, what you realize, what you learn from each other. You know, I'd like to think we're going to pick it up pretty quick, though. Like I said, I think if we keep working hard, if we keep, you know, coming out here with, you know, concentrating and putting maximum effort out here, then it comes fast. But, you know, I hope it doesn't take till the first game of the year. I hope after 30 or 40 practices, we have a pretty good idea of what I think we're all capable of.
Tom, you turn 30 this summer. You get a baby on the way. Do you in any way feel that this is a new phase of your life or your career? Or is it still the same?
I still feel like I'm 22, so I don't know if that's good or bad. But, you know, I think each year is a little different, and I think I'm at a point in my career where I know what it takes to prepare myself, and I've tried just about everything at this point. So, you know, you eliminate a lot of stuff you did in the past, and you can really hone in and be efficient and how to prepare for games and, you know, just to maximize your time. And one thing I'm doing this a little bit different is I'm really monitoring my throws in the preseason. So, you know, before I'd come out and I'd throw, you know, 100 balls a day. And after a while, you do 100 balls every practice, and that's 200 balls a day in 2 days, and you go, God, after 4 days, why is my arm sore? Well, because you're throwing, you know, you think about Major League Baseball pitchers do, and they throw 100 pitches and take 5 days off. So, you know, we're throwing a lot out here, and I think just try to understand how much I'm throwing and the type of throws we're making. It's, you know, all part of the process, and you can build up. Everybody has to get ready differently. The receivers have to run a lot. Quarterbacks have to throw a lot. Line has to, you know, just be mentally tough and kind of endure out here. But it's a process for everybody.
Tom, you say every year is different. Would you agree that this year is significantly different given that you're having a child, more so than the past?
I don't know. I haven't had a child yet, so I'll tell you when it happens.
Have you thought about guys like LeBron James, Tiger Woods, Jeff Gordon, the Panther kids, and they did really well this year?
I hope that's a good omen. I hope that doesn't determine whether I'm in a good year or not. You know, I think we, you know, as a team, you know, we gotta come out here and make it a great year, because Coach Belichick always says you gotta earn it. And part of the process of earning is coming out here in camp and working hard and, you know, sweating a lot and coming out the next practice and working just as hard.